May I speak in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please be seated. You may or may not be pleased to know that I don't have an awful lot to say today. There's a little bit of a theme developing, starting last Sunday through Ash Wednesday and today. And some of what I'm going to say now is repeating some of what John said last week and on Ash Wednesday. But I don't have a problem with that, because if something is important, it doesn't matter if you say it again. And if what John said last week was anything to go by, nobody remembers sermons anyway. So, building on what John said last week, I just want to ask a question. I'm not going to expect you to answer it. How is your prayer life? Do you ever feel like your prayer life is being blown all over the place? Do you feel like your prayer life is constantly being interrupted? Jesus responds to interruptions, and he sees those interruptions as part of his ministry. Is your time alone with God either non-existent, deteriorating, or in danger of sinking in the midst of the storms of life? Do you hear other Christians talking about prayer and think, I wish I could pray like him or like her? You could be forgiven for thinking, when's she going to start talking about silence? About times of quiet, about being in God's presence. Well, I am about to do that. But remember, the goal is not silence. The goal is prayer and in being in the presence of God. If your prayer life is going badly, if you're not praying at all, if you're frustrated because prayer is hard for you, who else knows about it? Perhaps try going to a quiet place with someone else. Spend a short time chatting with that person, and then spend some time silent before God. On your own for an agreed length of time, then come back together with your friend for prayer and encouragement. The theme I mentioned at the start, that you may have picked up on yourself, is that Jesus specifically seeks out quiet places to pray. He does this a lot. He specifically makes time and space for solitude. Last week, Jesus retreated up the mountain with a few of his disciples. This week, he's been driven out into the desert, into the wilderness by the Spirit. We should take note of this. We all need to retreat from the hustle and bustle of daily life. And Lent, which is a traditional time of fasting and penitence, is a good time, if we're having difficulty with this, to reset our prayer life. A good time to step back and reacquaint ourselves with God and also with ourselves. And I would like to encourage you to do this, to have a time and a place for prayer. There may be interruptions. You might not always get there on time. Sometimes you might have to postpone it. But a time and a place for prayer is so helpful. I'm not suggesting, however, that you go and spend 40 days and 40 nights in an actual desert. For one thing, there aren't many deserts around here. I can think of none. However, The true desert is within us. It's in our soul. It's buried under interior turmoil, everyday annoyances, business, legitimate pursuits in sports and entertainment, noise. Start from within. Be silent. Listen. Silence is invaluable. I often sit in silence. Not only the silence of contemplative prayer, which is disciplined, but also as a form of general stillness. The quietness allows me to experience my surroundings more intensely. Birds singing, the warmth of the sun, an occasional plane passing overhead. If I'm reading, the smell of an old book. If I'm crocheting, the almost imperceptible sound of the yarn passing over the hook. This silence has seeped into my very soul. It's the very core of who I am. And I carry this silence with me wherever I go, to work, to church, the great outdoors, home, dare I say it, the supermarket. The wilderness gives Jesus strength. My wilderness gives me strength. And it's not simply a place of negation or temptation. It's a place of preparation and perception. Absent of human power and power structures and control. A wild place where supernatural forces move unfettered. A place that can empower. Our wildernesses and deserts are not our endings. It is here that the Spirit of God leads us. They are our opportunities. I invite you all to follow the Spirit into your own personal desert every day during Lent and beyond. There will be evil spirits and wild beasts, unpleasant thoughts, events that happened in your past that you'd rather not thinking about. Learn to put them behind you as Jesus put Satan behind him. Start from within. Be silent. Listen. And in that silence, you may well hear the voice of God drifting across the desert as a gentle breeze, as it whispers to you, "You are my son. You are my daughter, my beloved. With you, I am well pleased." Amen.